John Stuart Mill was the most influential British philosopher of the 19th century. His works spanned a startling variety of topics, including logic, metaphysics, epistemology, ethics, political philosophy, and social theory. All of Mill's writings were aimed at the support and expansion of philosophical radicalism, and he had a significant influence on social theory, and political economy. His work, Utilitarianism, published in 1863, has been described as the most influential philosophical articulation of a liberal humanistic mortality that was produced in the 19th century. Utilitarianism addresses the subject of ethics, exploring the subject that has been perhaps the most puzzling for philosophers and thinkers of all ages. What is right? What is good? How can we use an understanding of the right and good to provide a moral framework that leads humanity to happiness, balance, and progress in all ways? Mill's works on this topic, though highly criticized in his own era, is still taught in university ethics courses around the world. The narration of the work is preceded by a summary that explores Mill's life and background of his philosophy. Also included are an overview of the work, a synopsis and analysis, and an examination of the historical context of the piece. The AudioLearn edition of Utilitarianism is suitable for philosophers and students, and for all who wish to delve into history and ethical philosophy. Mill wrote Utilitarianism in an attempt to show the value of utilitarianism as a moral theory and to dispel numerous misconceptions that have been interfered with popular understanding. He begins with a definition, explaining that the theory of utilitarianism is that actions are right in proportion to the happiness they promote and wrong to the extent that they produce the reverse of happiness. He identifies happiness with pleasure and the absence of pain. Furthermore, he argues that pleasure can differ both in quantity and quality. Pleasures that are based in higher faculties are of higher value than those that are based upon sensual experience. In addition, virtuous living and the achievement of goals and aspirations are included in the higher pleasures. Mill believes that the principle of utilitarianism is the innate principle that guides the social and moral sense of humanity. Therefore, if it were employed as a conscious and rational guideline for the establishment of law and moral conduct, it would naturally and easily be internalized as a morally binding standard. He claims that happiness is the only basis of mortality, and that it is the only thing that people really desire. Mill gives support for this belief by showing that all other objects of desire are either means to achieve happiness, or an aspect of happiness by definition. Furthermore, he argues that the concept of justice is based on the principle of utility, and that the sole reason for the existence of rights is that they are necessary to secure happiness. Over the years, numerous objections to the theory of utilitarianism have arisen. Among these objections are the argument that utilitarianism does not take into account the need for human rights, that more than a single standard is required to formulate an effective moral principle, and that happiness itself is oversimplified by the utilitarian theory. In this work, Mill addresses these objections and provides his response, offering a theory of utility that is more compatible with human nature and the social condition. Utilitarianism spans 5 chapters, originally published as 3 essays and later combined. The first chapter addresses general comments about the theory of utility and serves as an introduction to the work. The second chapter provides the definition of utilitarianism and addresses a number of misconceptions that have clouded public understanding and reception of the theory. The third chapter begins Mill's handling of some of the more nuanced aspects of his formulation of this principle, exploring the ultimate sanctions or rewards offered by practical utilitarianism. The fourth addresses the validity of the principle of utility itself, examining what methods are available for proving the theory. In the final chapter of the work, Mill addresses the Achilles heel of utilitarianism, the concept of justice. He explores the relationship between utility and justice and demonstrates that happiness is the foundation of justice itself.